Support comes from Gemma, architects, planners, and designers seeking to bring joy to their clients and communities. Details at gemastl.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Friday, August 29th. I'm Abby Larico. We're spending some time in court this morning with updates in the ongoing legal dramas for the St. Louis Sheriff, the St. Louis County Executive, and Missouri's abortion laws. Plus, a new exhibit opening on the other side of this weekend at the Cahill Courthouse in downtown St. Louis aims to teach more people about pioneering local judges.
Judges are human beings, and we are public servants, and we work hard to preserve the rule of law.
Coming up on The Gateway, STLPR's Rachel Littman with a look at their legacy. St. Louis Sheriff Alfred Montgomery was handed a legal win and then slapped with federal charges hours later. First, the Missouri Attorney General's office dropped its nepotism charge against the sheriff. It was one of six charges in a petition to remove Montgomery from the job. Montgomery was accused of hiring his brother, Deputy Malik Taylor. But that nepotism claim was dropped after a filing this week from Montgomery's lawyers, citing a 2016 family court order and DNA test establishing the identity of Taylor's father. In the dismissal filing, the AG's office says it was initially unaware of the court order. Justin Gelfand is one of Montgomery's attorneys.
What it shows is that they never investigated that count fully. And I think that as the evidence continues to unfold in the rest of the case, that pattern is going to continue.
But then hours later, Montgomery was indicted by a federal grand jury. That indictment alleges Montgomery deprived then-acting jail commissioner Tammy Ross of her constitutional rights when he had her handcuffed. Montgomery says the February incident occurred as his staff was trying to interview a jail detainee who had alleged they were sexually assaulted by a sheriff's deputy. Ross has also filed a civil lawsuit against Montgomery. Joe Neal, her attorney, says Montgomery should resign.
I'm glad that the U.S. Attorney's Office saw that there was sufficient information to go forward with a criminal indictment of Mr. Montgomery.
Montgomery pleaded not guilty, and his attorney says he will not resign. St. Louis County Executive Sam Page has pleaded not guilty to accusations that he illegally spent county funds on a campaign mailer. Page's attorneys filed court documents yesterday, entering the plea and declining an appearance in front of a judge. He's next scheduled to be in court September 23rd. Page faces two misdemeanor election offenses and two counts of felony theft by deceit. The Attorney General's office argues the mailer encouraged a no vote on a measure that would have given the county council the power to fire department heads. Page says the mailer was meant to be informative. A Cole County judge heard arguments this week about whether to throw out or revise a proposed abortion ban that's set to go to Missouri voters next year. Savannah Holly Bates has more.
Last year, Missouri voters overturned a near-total ban on abortion by enshrining abortion rights in the state constitution. Republican state lawmakers have drafted a new proposal that would once again ban abortion. But the current ballot language, written by the Missouri General Assembly, doesn't mention the ban at all. Instead, it asks if voters want to ensure women's safety during abortions and, quote, protect children from gender transition. The American Civil Liberties Union of Missouri says the proposal violates the state constitution because it includes multiple subjects, gender-affirming care and abortion. It also says the ballot summary is misleading. A judge has so far not ruled on the case. I'm Savannah Holly Bates.
A Republican congressman from St. Charles County strongly supports Missouri lawmakers redrawing the state's eight congressional districts. As St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports, Congressman Bob Onder isn't worried about the effort backfiring on the party.
When he was a state senator, Onder backed turning the Democratic-leaning 5th Congressional District in Kansas City into a GOP-leaning seat. President Donald Trump is urging Missouri lawmakers to do just that in the run-up to the 2026 elections. Onder doesn't agree with Republican critics of that plan, who feel it will make GOP Representatives Mark Alford and Sam Graves vulnerable during potential Democratic wave elections.
We have seats that are that have wide enough margins that I think it's pretty straightforward math to draw seven very safe Republican seats.
Graves opposed going after Cleaver's seat in 2022. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
A Missouri police official who oversees some ICE detainees says National Guard troops aren't necessary in his jurisdiction. Chief Deputy Jason Schott is with the St. Genevieve Sheriff's Office. He says he was not aware of President Donald Trump's request to deploy the Missouri National Guard for immigration enforcement.
I can tell you right now that we would not need any additional support here. We are fully staffed and we are very capable of taking care of our in-house needs, and we're good at what we're doing.
The St. Genevieve Jail in southeast Missouri is one of four detention centers in the state that have contracts to house federal detainees. If Governor Mike Kehoe approves Trump's request, National Guard members would handle transporting and processing detainees without legal status, but not make arrests. More kindergartners in Missouri are showing up at school without all of their recommended vaccinations. Jody Fortino reports.
The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services reports that 90% of kindergartners were vaccinated last year against measles, mumps, and rubella. That's down from more than 95% in 2017. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says measles can easily cause outbreaks in communities where vaccination rates are below 95%. Kindergartner vaccination rates for diseases like whooping cough, chickenpox, and polio have all steadily declined in Missouri in recent years. The Missouri Independent reports that more families of kindergartners are opting out of vaccinations for non-medical reasons. I'm Jody Fortino.
More than one-third of Missouri school districts are now on a four-day schedule. Administrators say this makes it easier to recruit and retain teachers at a time when many teaching positions go unfilled. But there has been some pushback. Eric Sentel is a parent and professor of English at Southeast Missouri State University. When his child's district proposed a four-day week, he found research that worried him.
You know, our main concern was, are our kids going to learn what they should learn? Are they going to keep up with their peers at five-day schools?
Some national experts caution four-day school weeks can result in student learning losses, including lower ACT scores. Starting Tuesday, visitors to the Cahill Courthouse in downtown St. Louis will have a chance to learn about pioneering judges from the 22nd Judicial Circuit. The St. Louis Law Library is hosting the exhibit, which is based on oral histories done for the Judicial Legacy Project. Associate Circuit Judge Nicole Colbert-Botchway spearheaded that project. She told St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman she was inspired by a similar effort in federal court.
Since 1995, I've been appearing in this circuit. Once I got to the bench in 2015, many of those judges who I had admired and looked up to and appeared in front of as a young attorney were retiring. And I was very concerned that wisdom may be lost.
How did the idea of adding a physical exhibit to the oral history part of it come about?
Those oral histories are linked online. Everyone doesn't have access to a computer. We really have some outstanding retired judges who are some trailblazers in Missouri and across the United States. And so we wanted to highlight them in a physical form.
All of the people that you've interviewed for the oral history are obviously distinguished and trailblazing jurists. How did you decide which eight are going to be part of the physical exhibit?
We're hoping that this is our first physical exhibit, and with this being our first, we really started out with some of the judges who are famous first. Like we have Judge Evelyn Baker. She is the first African-American female circuit judge in the whole state of Missouri.
Of these eight, who are you the most excited for people to learn more about?
I guess I would have to say the Honorable Clyde Cahill Jr. When I interviewed all of the judges, one of the questions that I asked them is, name a judge, living or dead, that you served with, that you learned something from, or you hold in high regard, or you felt like have the highest ethical standards. And overwhelmingly, I heard people talk about Judge Theodore McMillian and Judge Clyde Cahill. when you're working with other people who have those principles of high ethics and treating people kindly and with respect, and just really having a love for the law and a love for the community, it makes your job feel worthwhile every day.
What do you hope that non-attorneys, members of the public, take away from this project?
That, you know, judges are human beings, and we are public servants, and we work hard and, you know, work to preserve the rule of law, and that they can be proud of their court and know that justice is being served.
What did you learn and take away?
I think the first time that I met a judge is when I was in law school. And that same feeling that I had in law school of love for the law, respect for the court, admiration for the judges, those feelings came back up for me when I interviewed the judges that, you know, made me feel like, this is why I'm here.
That was Associate Circuit Judge Nicole Colbert-Botchway speaking to Rachel Lippman about an upcoming exhibit featuring highlights from the Judicial Legacy Project. Our Fred Ehrlich edited that piece. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, thanks for listening to The Gateway. We'll be back in your feed on Tuesday. Have a great weekend.